Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is November the 4th, 2021. Well, in yesterday's devotion, we see Paul encouraging Titus in the work before him. Paul encouraged Titus to acknowledge the truth which leads to godliness. The understanding is that as Titus ministers on the island of Crete, he should see the word which he preaches lead to godliness in the lives of those who hear it. So this leads us to our point today. The word is manifested through preaching. That's found in Titus 1:3, where it says, But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. The truth that Titus would share is an everlasting truth. God promised eternal life before the world began. This causes us to consider interesting truths. God promised eternal life before the world began. But to whom did he make this promise? He couldn't make the promise to man because man was not yet created. What we know is that he made the promise to his son. Jesus says as much in John 6:37, where he says, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." So there was a promise made to the Son by the Father that the Father would give the Son a group of people. Paul also mentions this in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 1. Again, a popular passage of Scripture for us to consider tonight, but it is how we know that the promise that God made about eternal life was given to Jesus before the world began. And it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." So, he chose us before the foundation of the world. He promised eternal life. And the covenant, so to speak, is that God promised the Son that he would give the Son a people if the Son would go and redeem that people. So what a blessing to know that God has promised us eternal life, and he made that promise before the world began. Now, what we want to understand today is the way God has chosen to reveal his promise of eternal life. He has chosen to reveal the promise of eternal life through preaching of the word. God manifested or made the truth apparent concerning eternal life through preaching. Why did God choose this message to reveal the truth? We cannot be for sure, but what we know is that God called preaching foolishness. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. It is the way that God designed for the lost to be saved. Maybe the reason God chose this method, is so that man would have no way to glory before him in the presence of God. What we need to learn today is the importance of preaching. The popularity of preaching seems to be waning for many. We cannot allow preaching, though, to become devalued. It is the only means of receiving the truth of eternal life. Instead of preaching losing its value in our lives, it should be gaining popularity. In addition to preaching gaining popularity, so too should the place where that preaching takes place, the church. The church is the place God has designed for the preaching of the Word of God to take place. So, because God manifests himself to us through preaching in his church, the assembling together of believers should be gaining popularity also. Have you heard the preaching of eternal life? Then be thankful that God has revealed this truth to you. Also, give yourself to the promotion of the preaching of the word, so that those who will follow us on the earth can know the promise of eternal life also. Lord, today we come to you in prayer, thanking you for the preached word. We are thankful for the promise of eternal life we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you that you make that known to us through preaching. Encourage your people as they understand life, eternal life, manifested to us through preaching. We thank you for the preaching of Jesus, and we thank you for the preaching of the Word of God. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.